following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
All right. Let's play Jack Valenti. Andy has not heard this.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. She can try.
We'll be fucking starving by the time she gets to us.
I like Jack Valenti. It's a
Hold help you?
Yes, hello. This is Jack Valenti. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good evening. Good sir, I'm Jack Valenti, and I'm going to need some pizza pies in my room tonight.
What's your telephone number there?
I'm over here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
Do you have a hotel telephone number?
I do. That would be, just give me one moment here, damn you. It's 619-232-1234 is the main number for the hotel. I'm in 3212, room 3212. I'm Jack Valenti.
You're in the room 3212?
Yeah. Just tell them it's Jack Valenti. They'll know who I am. I'm Jack Valenti.
Okay. So the room 3212, right?
I drive a Dodge Stratus. I'm Jack Valenti. Okay.
Dodge Stratus.
All right.
And is room registered on your last name?
Valenti, a V like Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I. That's V like...
Okay, and another thing, the driver will give you a call when your order is ready. You have to come down. We don't go in the room.
You have to come down?
Yeah.
I have to come down. Okay, well, just have them speak to Jack Valenti, 3212, and I'll come right down.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, carry on.
All right.
Okay, and what is your order, sir?
Okay, well, what kind of specials do you have?
Okay, let's see.
I'm Jack Valenti.
The two large one topping pizza with a chicken and two little soup for $24.99.
$24.99.
Four of those.
Hello?
Can I get two orders of those, please?
Okay, and what toppings on the pizza?
What toppings do you have? Do you have ground beef?
Can I get a carryout open?
Anchovy.
Hello?
Do you have ground beef?
Yes.
Do you have anchovies?
No, we don't have anchovies.
Okay. I hope you're... I trust you're writing these down. Pepperoni.
So one pepperoni?
No. On. Okay, fine. One of them, pepperoni, extra cheese, a little bit of that green pepper there. Do you have any of that sausage?
Daddy.
Yeah.
No, man.
I want
pork sausage on mine, okay? I want pork sausage, Daddy.
Oh, okay. One moment, please. Be quiet, sir. Okay. I'm Jack Valenti. I had to deal with this. Okay, give me that on two of the pizzas. The other one, do you do Hawaiian pizza, sir?
Yes.
Let me get a Hawaiian pizza.
So you want two of them with extra cheese, pepperoni, green pepper, and sausage?
That's right.
Two of them? Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, just...
Are you ready for the other two now?
Just one second.
Huh? I'm Jack Valenti.
Pragmaster.
Okay, what do you want to put on the 2 second pizza? The third pizza?
Jack Valenti wants two Hawaiian pizzas.
Can you pick it up without putting on air? No,
Jack Valenti wants one of them also to have extra cheese and bacon.
Wait, that's, we only have four pizzas.
Right. Well, on the four pizzas, we're talking about the other two.
You want
two
Hawaiian, right? Extra cheese, ham, and pineapple.
Yes, exactly. Yes, fine.
What kind of chicken do you want? Hot or barbecue wings?
Barbecue? How hot is hot? Is that American hot?
I don't know if it's American, but it's pretty hot.
I hope so. Please don't let me down. Go ahead and make that double hot if you can.
Okay, two hot things.
Yes.
And what kind of soda?
What do you have there? Non-carbonated.
I have Coke, Diet Coke, Dr. Pepper, orange, and Sprite.
Orange, huh? Go ahead and give me orange, and we're also going to need a Sprite, also an extra 2 liter of Sprite.
One orange, one Sprite.
And what do you want?
I want Dr. Pepper, Daddy.
Okay. Dr. Pepper, also.
Thank you. three. One orange, okay. One Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
And one Sprite.
That's correct.
Hello?
Yes, sir, that's correct, I say.
Okay.
Well, I'm Jim Valente.
Jim
and,
Valente.
I need to go. I'm Jack Valente.
How
was
soon
for those pizzas. Excuse me.
How are you paying? Cash, please?
Cash, okay. Sir, cash. Okay. All cash.
Okay. So you're in a room 3212?
That's right.
And, okay, your total is 74.58.
Oh, excellent.
Hello?
Yes. I'm Jack Valente. Yeah, Jack Valente, thanks you very much.
Okay, in about half an hour, the driver will call you and you have to come down, all right?
Wonderful, I will come down. Throw a robe on and I'll come down, sir. What is your name?
Blanco.
Beautiful. Blanco?
All right.
Like
okay,
white?
Have a good night.
What is your name, sir?
Excuse me?
What is your name?
My Blanco.
Blanco? B-L-A-N-C-O?
Yeah.
Like white?
Yeah, almost.
Are you Mexican?
No.
What are you? Colombian?
Hello?
Yes,
it's
are you Colombian?
Okay. Anything else for you?
No, that is all. I just wanted to make small talk.
Oh, no problem. Okay,
I'm Jack Valente.
58 in about half an hour. All right.
Okay, Blanco. I'll see you soon.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, Blanco. I'm Jack Valente.
He's got a good call.
All
right. Reclude just fucking sent me like 20 different numbers of pizza places in that area.
You're a packer.
And hey, can we order him flowers? Like flowers from the hotel and have them put on the card. From...
Hello?
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 Hello, sir?
Hang on, he's not plugged in.
Wait.
Hold your ears, everybody, because it's my... It's my Frank Master, don't do nothing. You stay there.
Hello?
Hello?
Would you like to talk to
him? Hello?
Yeah, talk to him. Hello?
Hello?
How you doing, Frank Master?
Good. What's up?
Not much. What are you doing?
Sitting here, trying to build a,
What?
With Kinect.
What?
I'm playing with Kinect.
You're playing with Kinect?
Kleenex.
Yeah.
You're playing with Kleenex? Did Carl's voice turn you on? Carlito. Carlito's voice turned you on?
Hello.
Listen to that.
Oh, hot. Yeah.
So.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Can you give me a hey?
Hey.
Yeah, we don't do that in the madhouse, man. That's a Katie K thing, man. Yeah. I'm not gonna do that shit, man. What's wrong with you, man? We don't do that stuff. That's what we do.
But,
we go yay.
Yeah, we do it way gear.
Can you go a yay? Can you give us a yay? What? Where? Oh my god, my finger's on fire.
What's wrong with your
finger? This is ash, man. This is weed.
Disgusting.
What? I don't know how that always happens. It just happens. What? I'm not licking it, man. It's just ash. It's going in your lungs.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, what? What? Yeah, you want to do a call, sir?
Sure. But let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I got, a weird, interesting AIM message the other day.
Okay.
It was from Peopleoid. I don't know if you know him.
I know who he is.
Peopleoid?
Yeah.
Peopleoid?
Yeah.
Peepers.
Oh, Peepers.
From Peepers?
No, it's not Peepers. It's the chat room name is Peopleoid. He comes in sometimes.
Peopleoid?
Yeah.
Peopleoid.
Peopleoid.
Yes.
Peopleoid.
Anyways,
yeah.
he says that he does a show in England or some shit like that, and he wanted me to be on the radio show, and then just yesterday he sent me an AIM message saying we reviewed you over the chat, the KDK Prime Club chat room forums and shit, and they declined me.
Okay.
What did he do to you?
He declined me. He doesn't want me to go on a show now.
Oh, do you think it's because? Okay,
wants me to go on, and then he doesn't. I don't know.
He doesn't like you anymore because he can't understand you.
No, I don't know that, because he said it's from the forums and everything, you know, that I write in the forums and shit. I don't know.
The forums?
Yeah.
What forums?
The KDK forums?
I don't know what forums
you're
talking.
Forums! Oh, forums.
Forums.
Yeah, the forums.
Forums. So, Prankmaster, how was work today?
Tiring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a Tyler? Tyler.
Tiring. You can't say that right
yeah.
either. How do you say
it? What?
Tiring. All right. Okay, I guess you can. Anyways.
Really? I can barely say it.
Yeah. Hey, all right, dude. So, what's going on? You want to call someone? I got numbers here if you want. Or are you
yeah.
Are you at home? What are you doing right now?
I'm home.
Oh, you're home? Okay, all right.
Playing with his Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's playing with his Kleenex.
That's a new name for it. I never heard anyone call up playing with your Kleenex before.
Yeah, but it's very apropos.
You're wrestling with you're giving your little buddy a Kleenex cape.
Okay, that's enough. That's okay.
No, I said my Kleenex.
Kleenex? What are... Oh, aren't those like, Legos for teenagers? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm building self-esteem.
I'm building a roller coaster.
A roller coaster? Okay.
It's gonna take me away from my life.
Let's just go to the phone now. All right.
Call.
We've got. Do you have any numbers? I didn't even see you in the chat. Not in the chat. In instant messaging. I don't know. I've got people in the Virgin Islands if you want to call them.
Have them call Meatless. You want to call Meatless?
Yeah, Meatless and pick up.
Have them call the Shwama.
Shwama, I tried to call.
No, we never called, did
we? All right. We got this all-night gas station in the Virgin Islands, and it's a black chick with huge titties, in her, and the place is called Shwama. That's the name of the gas station.
Tell her you want to beat it up.
Yeah.
Say, I want to beat it up, bitch.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Nah.
Oh, man.
I don't know, anything that I, like, funny name, something with a funny name.
Well, how can you, what's that funny about Shwama? Shwama's great.
Got
a big ass titty. Yeah. No, Meatless isn't picking up. All right, well, we got Willie Wild, Bud Wild. Yeah, well, that's kind of late for Bud Wild. I got Andrew Cool in Hawaii. Maybe he'll pick up.
How about Willie Wild?
Willie Wild in Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay. He answered at 9:20. Willie Wild. All right. So who are we calling now?
Willie Wild.
Hello?
Willie Wild.
Okay.
Wait, one more time?
Who? Dick Wild or Bud?
Dick.
Dick?
What about Willie?
Yeah.
What about Willie?
Dick Wild is gonna ask you better.
Now you wanna call Dick Wild instead, okay? This dude's in New Mexico. All right, well, all of a sudden, you don't want to talk to Willie Wild anymore.
Nah, Dick Wild.
Dick Wild, all right, fine.
Wet Willie.
Wet Willie? No, we don't have Wet Willie. All right, hang on, everybody. Oh, I got to play something here. Oh, crap. Double crap. Maybe not. All right. Are you gonna be? Hello, guys, here. Hang on, everybody. Be angry. All right, well, that didn't work. I got Rosalie and Michael Slutty, S-L-U-T-Y, or we can try Dick Wild again.
Or Willie Wild.
Yeah, Willie Wild.
Willie Wild.
Willie Wild, yeah. Oh, no, we tried Dick Wild, that's right. All right.
Dick Wild, you just called.
Yeah, all right, let's do Willie Wild then.
Willie Wild.
Hang on, everybody.
Willie?
Behave. Hang on, we'll grab that.
Hello?
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Mrs. Wild?
Yes.
Hello? Can I talk to Billy, please?
To who?
Billy, please.
Hello?
Can I talk to Billy, please?
It's Willie, you fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
Hello, Billy.
It's Willie, you fucking idiot. Willie.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello, Billy?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm on the wildest roller coaster.
You're on what?
I'm on a roller coaster right now. It's called Billy's Wild Adventure.
Whoa.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Whoa.
What's my name?
Oh, yeah.
Billy.
Who?
Billy.
W-I-L-L-Y. Willie.
What's my last name?
Wow.
What do you want?
I said, I'm on the wildest roller coaster now, and we named it Billy Wild's Crazy Adventure. And we want to make
it. What do you want?
Is it okay with you?
What do you want? I don't know. Who are you?
Mr. Wild.
What's your name?
Mr. Wild, you respect my son when he's talking to you. You understand?
Who's this? What's your name?
This is Bruce.
Who?
Bruce Lopez. Hello.
You can't, you motherfucker.
What son of a bitch. He hung up.
He sounded country, too.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you sound like a...
Please enter your destination number now.
Let's call this Lettuce.
Yes. Yeah.
Hang on. What's that damn cat? All right.
Who was that?
Rosalie and Michael Slutty.
All right.
Milkman is eating a cat.
It's my only win.
Oh.
I got my cat and my queen egg. What else do I need?
Oh, the cat's funny.
What's up with the phone?
I don't know. It's a piece of shit. Milkman.
Hey, Milkman.
You speak a cat.
What's going on over there?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm petting the kitty.
Oh, yo.
What are you doing? You spanking a cat?
I'm petting my pussy. Hang on. Prankmaster, you...
What? Carlito.
What?
I got a perfect club for you to do.
You do? What is it?
All right. Remember somebody called Crazy Jose?
Crazy Jose.
Yeah. Well, I got a good thing for you. He does this every single, like, day before he closes work.
Okay. What does he do?
He takes, like, the old chicken that was supposed to be thrown away in hamburger, okay. And he saves it.
He saves it.
And he gives it to the homeless, thinking that, you know, one day when he's all put out and the homeless get $1 million,
uh-huh.
They'll give it to him.
Wow. Okay, I'll call him as a homeless man who just won the lottery.
All right,
then. Where's he live?
Right, hang on a second.
Hey, hang on. Where's he live?
Me? Oh, he lives in Jersey.
He lives in Jersey? What's the name of your lotto game that you play on Wednesday over there?
What?
What's the name of the lotto game you guys play during the week? I'm going to tell him I won that.
Pick six, I don't know.
The pick six? When does it run? Is it on a Wednesday?
I don't know. Try, just do the pick three. I know that's it.
Do you have a cat over there?
Me?
Yes.
No.
I don't know. I hear a cat.
She prefers to be called my girlfriend.
Alright, hang on.
Alright. Is he doing this?
Uh-oh.
I think he's three-waying. I don't know.
He's three-waying with a cat.
Come here. Milkman has 10 cats in his house. Did you know that?
No.
He has those, island, you know those Caribbean cats?
Are they different than normal cats?
Yeah.
Or they don't work?
They don't work.
They don't work.
Yeah?
Yeah. They steal. What am I doing to this woman? What does she do again? I forgot.
It's Jose.
I'm Jose?
No, he's Jose.
What does he do?
Please leave your message for 908.
Ah, la, lola. That can't go. Okay.
I guess it's not there.
I guess not.
Let me see if I can find someone else hanging.
Hey, you. Hey. Jesus. He's not getting paid attention. I have a deaf girlfriend, Josh Royer, called last week, possibly gay, curious, 27, a friend gave out his numbers, lives with his brother, Bryce Road. What is all this? He rides a bike everywhere, has a deaf girlfriend.
Because he got a DUI.
Because he got a DUI. Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Frank. Frank Karen, my friend Karen.
Your friend
you
Karen.
Frank,
you don't have any friend Karen. Do you really?
Yeah.
All right. What's Karen do?
Karen's another one of my cats.
She's like a music major. She's in college.
Oh, I'll set her straight. I'll set her straight.
You
told me enough already.
All right, hang on.
Hurry up. Yeah. You better get to work, woman. Fuck that music major shit. You gotta get your head out of your ass.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
What manner of person are you? You're a music major?
Yeah.
You need to get your head out of your ass, first of all. Do you know what year it is? What, you think you're freaking Mozart or something? You're gonna be a music major, what, so you can get pregnant and live off the government? Is that what you want to do? You want to be a burden?
Who is this?
Well, look, I'm a concerned taxpayer. I'm with the Concerned Taxpayers of America, and it comes to my attention that you are enrolled now at the university level, at the college level, as a music major. And
what is this crap?
Well,
who is this?
What kind of job are you going to get as a music major? What, are you going to clean trumpets and shit?
Who is this?
I told you already. I can't give my name out. This is very...
All right, so if you can't tell me who you are, I'm not going to waste my time on
don't,
you.
Don't you dare.
Have a good one, all right?
Don't
bye.
You dare, you bitch. You bitch. Why didn't you say I was Carlito?
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. Because I wanted to think of something.
Peterson.
Dick Peterson. Okay.
They call me Milkman.
I'm the Milkman.
The people locked up in my basement call me Milkman.
Everybody loves the Milkman.
Milkman.
Prankmaster, now what?
Hang on, I got one more person.
One more. You get one more. Alright. It's good to have you on, Prankmaster.
Thank you.
Good.
Hey, you heard of Prank Zola?
What?
What?
You should call it Prank Zola.
Prank Zola? Zola. Yeah, well, he's got to work, man. I mean, you can't just start...
He's not working now.
What a dead chat. The chat room is dead. I got a lot of people listening, but chat room's like, you know.
Here's a good one. His name's Lamar.
Lamar?
Yeah, he's always fucking around with me, you know, saying like, you know, if I ask him to get him something, he's like, hell no. And then he'll get up for me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a good victim.
Is he black?
Yeah, he's black.
Does he work with you?
Yeah.
At the Applebee's?
No, at the Chili's.
Oh, you work at Chili's now? Okay, the other one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to him.
All
right,
what
does he do there? What is he, a cook?
Cook.
All right. Got Recluse calling, too.
All right.
Alright, there.
Rankin's gonna give him shit.
Oh my god, that cat.
That, right?
Yeah, he's got his cat.
No, man, you're a genius. With your cat.
Wow. Milkman has a nice cat.
What's going on?
What the hell is he doing, spanking the cat?
Ask him. Come here, kitty, I'm almost done. Actually, Milkman, what I'm doing is I'm teaching the cat how to walk.
Hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, for some reason it messed up, so hang on.
All right.
All right,
we gotta get the other guy out.
All right, all I have to do is click over, but...
Do it.
You... Oh... Hello?
Don't lose Prankmaster.
Yeah.
Hang on, sir. Hello there.
Hello, how you doing there?
Hey, I thought we lost you.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I always make a funny point again. I'm one of the guys again, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely.
Yeah. You guys are real nice to me.
Yeah, well, we...
You guys are real nice to me. I appreciate all your help.
Okay, well, good. Well, you know, we're very happy for all you do for the show and your great calls, man.
Well, thank you. Yes, I got many great ideas.
Okay.
Let's give a call somebody.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'd like to have somebody call you as a prank call if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy goes around saying his name is Prankmaster with an R instead of a W. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. That's so
dirty.
That
fucking asshole. He's trying to make fun of me.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't finger that girl. All
right. Well, we're going to get him on the line with you. You just...
Okay.
We're going to disconnect, and I'm going to actually put him through to you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back with him. Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
He hung up. What a bastard.
Well, what's your fucking fucking deal?
Yeah.
Can we call Prankmaster's number?
Yeah. Let me
get it. Who's got Prankmaster's number?
I got it.
Yeah, you just called us. Call him now.
Yeah. Hey, write this down. All
right, hold on. We need
hang
to
on.
Need
we got to get coordinated here.
Tech.
Yeah. Okay. We're using paper and pen now. All right.
Okay. I think. Yeah. We'll call. Do you mind?
Yeah. You want to talk to him? We can do that. Yeah, we're going to finally get this shit out here. So, all
right. Okay. Everything's coming out in the open. The real Prankmaster is going to be decided.
Yeah, we're going to pull the mask off. The,
and then me and Carlos are going to have a vote, and the winner gets a prize.
Okay, we're going to have
okay.
a vote. Carlito, yes, Carlito. Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm so, so busted by the IRS now. Hang on, everybody.
How you to talk for?
Hello?
6 hours.
Hello.
38 minutes.
What are you doing, my leisure, motherfucker? Yay! Oh, whoa. Hello? You trying to make fun of me on the ear?
Shut up.
Fucker. Your mommy got the herpes in your mouth,
Blackwood.
Too.
Blackwood.
Yeah. You fucking bastard. What you want to play car show off for? You fucker. What you want to be with your pussy?
Hey, Blackwood.
Listen,
Blackwood.
I'm the real prank master. You're not the real. Are we going to have a vote on this, guys?
Right now I'm voting for prank master number one. I don't know who that is, though.
Okay, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, we're voting for you.
That's me. Number one, because I'm your goddamn prank master. I can prank everybody. My pranks are so funny. Remember that one about the white cars?
The bombing the white cars.
Yeah, bombing the white car. Oh, God, that was the best car ever. That was so funny.
I
could do really cool old person voices. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Oh, just your prank master. Hey, just your prank master, guys. I could do a real good high-pitched voice.
All right, yeah, let's hear that.
Hello, Daniel Prankmaster! Hello!
That's great.
You like that? I could change my voice 50 different ways, guys. You know, I got anal at Wookie today.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, it was good for my black cooks.
Was it dry?
He gave me big sausage.
Was it dry?
It was dry anal. No, we used your Crisco.
Oh.
Crisco. Yay.
Crisco,
way up my ass.
Oh, did you eat it?
Way up my dirty ass.
Did you? Oh, that's nasty. Okay.
No, was that a bad or a good thing?
Well, it did well good because when my dad finds out, he's angry.
Because
that's he's not only show molest kids, not fuck black guys.
Oh, no, he
get fucked.
He wants to keep you for himself.
Yeah, he said, you know, my mother's on the phone. You want to talk to my mother?
Yeah.
So hold on a second. Hey, mommy.
Hey, fucknut.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Frank Master's mother. God damn you fuckers. Corrupting my boy.
Why are you mad at us?
Well, because you get the hookers, and he has the herpes now. Oh, Lord.
We didn't know that.
He's got them red bumps in his mouth. Oh,
show my tits. I'm gonna. I'm going to go on there and show my titties and smoke weed with Zolar.
Whatever Zolar's offering.
I'm going to leave my husband.
Whatever Zolar's offering.
No, Frankie, why'd you do it?
Ma'am, whatever Zolar's offering you, we'll
dude, this guy's such a dickhead.
What did you? Why are you doing that, Frankie?
I don't think
it's bad. Oh, God, why do you get the herpes in your mouth?
Prey Master, why do you have herpes in your mouth?
Oh, God, no.
No, ma'am, the floor is open to Prey Master. Go ahead.
Oh, God, please help my boy. Why did Zolar take him down the path?
A response of silence is a response of guilt.
That's it. He's a guilty boy.
It's so terrible.
He's fingering.
Mr. Frank Master, how has his behavior...
Oh, God. What'd you say, boy?
How has his behavior affected your life?
Well, He ripped his lizard in half.
And what is going on with all the cats in the background? Can you tell us what's going on?
The cats. Oh.
We hear meowing. Well, like,
the
cats. Like,
that's the
meowing.
Only way we can get Prank Master any real pussy. You have a bunch of cats in there. Right, that's not funny, boys.
No, I'm sorry. That's not funny at all.
Okay, gin bottles. Oh, God, I'm drinking gin. That's another noise you might hear in the background.
You're a gin lady?
Yeah, I drink a lot because my husband's a failure. Oh. And my son's a prank molester. Oh, God. Oh, save us.
Oh my God, dude, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Alright, I gotta go.
Alright, man.
Later, call.
Later, dude. Frankly. There's your phone again.
Kansas dinner.
Oh, I gotta go. Is anybody on here? Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Prank Master.
Hello. Prank Master, you there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Dickless motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you know, he's upset about what you said about his girl, too, apparently, you know. Like, he was saying he was mad and that you said that you wanted to kick his ass, and he said, you know, bring it on. Bring it on.
All right.
Bring it on, Prank Master. Bring it on. That's what he said. So.
So, I mean, I like his girl and everything, you know, she's hot, she's nice to me at least, you know, unlike this dickless motherfucker who keeps taking me on, pissing me off, dude.
Well,
I never did anything to hurt him, and he comes and attacks me.
Yeah, well, hey, everything you're doing is what
wait, I just got back, I had a phone call, could you repeat all that again?
No,
this is your chance to spit it straight on the air.
Yeah, this is your chance to set it straight on the air. It says Milkman from Satellite.
Man, Milkman is a judge.
Milkman is a judge in the Virgin Islands, sir. He's an ordained minister, too, in the Unitarian Life Church.
He bench presses 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Frank, all right.
All right. Well, where can we go with this, huh?
Let him in.
Okay, hang on.
Explain the situation.
All right. Prank Master, we're going to go ahead and have to call it an evening here with you.
All right.
Prank Master, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks for the call, Prank Master.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye.
Keep it real.
Oh, the cat in the background. The mother-loving cat. Look, man.
Christ, look at the fucking chat room you guys went off on him.
Yeah.
I never heard of you. Look at all this mama stuff. I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like when you talk about mama. You talk
about mama.
Which one was that to call? Now,
talk about mama.
Which one was the real Prank Master? I'm still not clear on that.
I think it was the second caller, because he was calling in to respond to the first fake Prank Master.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I think.
Okay, I know you can confuse me there.
Christ.
Jesus, God.
Fuck.
Christ, God. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi. I'm a little boy that prank master molested. My name is Marky.
Mark, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 14, but I don't want him to get away with it. I've been listening to PCU, and I just gotta tell everybody. He likes boys and girls. He just can't help but touch them.
What exactly happened to you, little boy?
Well, he come to my house on my birthday, and then he never stopped hanging out after that, and he'd always get me alone, and he would touch me, and one time he tried to put his finger in my ass when he was giving me oral.
That's terrible.
Is he still there?
No, I think he's gone.
We want to talk to his mom, though, for sure. Because she needs a good talking to. Wow. So you were how old now when all this happened? Can you describe this in detail?
Why don't you find out if he has a number for the mama?
12 years old, and I'm 14 now.
You were 12 years old, and you're 14 now.
So 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. And this has left you traumatized, apparently. Of course it has, right?
Well, I just don't know if I'm ever going to be able to have sex again.
All right, well, can you sit down, okay?
I've had hemorrhoid problems since he put his big porky fingers in my butthole.
You know, he probably doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom, and that might have done something to you back there also.
And his fingers are like ballpark frankfurters.
Like little half tubes of cookie dough.
Oh, half tubes of cookie dough.
Yeah, little half tubes of cookie dough stuck on like a biscuit.
Oh, nasty.
He took off his shirt, and I'll never forget, underneath all the rolls of fat, candy bars fell out.
Is that how he got you, was the candy bars?
Yes, he had all kinds of candy bars stored under his rolls of fat.
He said like this, "I'm Plague Master, watch my twig. I can make candy appear from my skin," and it just all fell out. And these weren't the bite size you get for Halloween either, right? Are we talking about the normal Hershey bars?
No, they were the king size.
Oh my God! Yeah.
The king size or the novelty candy bars? I weigh like 5 pounds.
No, the family pack.
Oh, it's like a whole pack of the Skittles fell out.
Yeah, the
whole 3 pound bag of M&M.
Yeah.
Exactly, the one you buy in Costco.
Oh, wow. Big ass bag of Jolly Ranchers. Wow, that's nasty. Well, that sounds traumatizing. I feel your pain, and I hope justice sees you through.
What would you like to see happen to Prank Master?
I would like to see him drawn and quartered, but I don't think that this horse is strong enough to pull his arms and legs apart.
Yeah, those poor horses, you know, that's a lot of strain.
Have to get Clydesdales.
Yeah, those are really expensive too. You don't want to take a risk with Clydesdales either, you know. Prankmaster, he may become aroused around horses, so.
And he might even eat one of those horses. He never stops eating.
Well,
a whole jar of peanut butter in my ass crack and ate it out.
You know, son, you're lucky. Prankmaster is a lot like a praying mantis. They have the same initials. And just like the praying mantis, he eats his lovers after he's coupled with them, so.
Well, I wish, like a praying mantis, that his type was almost extinct.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, it's, you don't understand how lucky you came. He's like a boa constrictor. He would have eaten you all whole from legs up to your head, so, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking my call, and we'll all listen to Zolar Vision tomorrow at 10 p.m.
We wish you best of luck, little boy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll never make love to another person again.
Well, that's okay. That's normal. Don't worry about it.
I'm traumatized, I tell you. He traumatized me.
Your fate is that of prank masters to never get laid ever again.
So just don't carry the cycle on and do what he did to you to others. That's terrible.
I can't even look at overweight people. They make me cower in the corner.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah,
that happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Whenever I look in the mirror.
Yeah, every time I look in the mirror, I just...
Cower.
I'm like,
do a lot of cowering.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for calling.
Take my call.
All right, Little Zoe, thank you for calling, sir.
Sweet. Wow. That was interesting yet sad at the same time.
It was sadly interesting.
Yeah.
It was interestingly. Really.
Yeah. Rick Luton is on the phone again. He had no PC.
Well, did he ever get his mom's number?
I don't know. Zolar, I tried to hint to Zolar. I didn't want to just come out and say, hey, let me get your mom's number. But no, he didn't. So KDK definitely is not listening, apparently, because he has no PC. I thought he was using his dad's
No, dad's he's computer. Talking about Prankmaster don't have a PC right now.
Did he can't even hear the show?
He can't even hear the show. He just knows what time I go on, yeah.
Yeah, he just knows when to call.
Yeah, but he's weird. He'll call me. He used to call me from his lunch break.
He just sent it again. I don't have a computer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, he called me. He would call me sometimes, like, during his lunch break on a Saturday morning and be like, hey, you want to do a prank call? Like, from his cell phone, like, in the break room. I'm like, no, I just woke up. You know, it's kind of like, no, sir. He's ultra into prank calls. And I think that maybe he's going through some kind of withdrawal. I don't know, but... He's still, you know, welcome to call in and whatnot, I guess. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, people, it's controversial, I guess. I don't know.
It is ever controversial, and, it's been hearsay so far, so.
Yeah, so I don't make...
It's just interesting to see how it plays out, you know. Yeah. I think maybe,
this is the big drama
ever,
in my man's life right now.
Yeah, he's true.
I mean, if we ever actually hear from Mama, yeah. We may have, you know, some good answers here.
Yeah.
Until then, I guess it'll be a lot of comedy.
Yeah, well. Chainsaw says we should all chip in and buy him his ass a computer so he can come in here.
I don't have a computer either. Yeah. I get to go first.
Yeah, we should get a computer.
I don't
first.
Have a computer.
He just donated one to KDK, and that.
Yeah.
And now his is blowing up, and then that's just like, you know,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He gave it to him on the last show he did on Zola.
And then the one he had set at home must have smoked.
Oh, man.
He was trying to tell me something about it, and he had some hardware problems, so he's probably going to be off for a while.
So KDK kept that? He kept that one? Yeah. All right, let me take this call here real quick. Hang on.
Who's talking back there in the background?
Hey there, buddy.
How you doing, your old brother?
This is Cowboy Reclude.
Cowboy Reclude. How you doing, Reclude?
I'm doing all right. Let's call some people.
God damn it. Well, all right. Who do you have anybody? You like to call people or you like to call businesses? You like to call people.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can talk to just about anybody.
You had a great show on Tuesday night. That was a great first show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm just going to make it better. We're going to have a good old time. This show's turning out to be real good tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think so. It's okay.
Having a fun time tonight. It's always good, though. Yeah. We have a good time over there.
We do. It's not my best show, but I got to play the Jack Valenti call, so I'm kind of happy. I like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I just messaged fucking Child Porker about 15 times.
Okay. Oh, and this, yeah, that's going to make his cell phone bill go.
Is it? Oh, wait, yeah. I'm going to get back on there.
Well, it depends on his plan. Like, I know for me, some people, it's like 99 cents each message they get.
Nice. See, I got
I'm just
going
to keep on scattering gibberish to his phone.
Okay.
I got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Wow.
Let's see here.
It's very, very
okay, I sent too many messages.
He sent a lot. Hey, you know what I do? I was very vindictive with an ex-girlfriend, so I started copying and pasting ads from, like, the internet, and I would paste them into, like, this little thing that would, like, it was just sending out, like, tons of text messages that were, like, ads. I don't know. That's kind of anyway, hey, are you able to do your Puerto Rican guy call voice? Because that was awesome the other night. When
the one with, like, Scarface?
Yeah, exactly. That was awesome. We got it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me see who we can call. Let me see who we just got confirmed lately.
Also, wait, just the Hispanic numbers.
Well, we got Virgin Islands numbers, and someone called earlier.
That's fine.
All right, let me see if I can find the one who we didn't call earlier. Dick Peterson already called.
I called him yesterday, I think.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. You already called
or the other day, yeah, because, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can call anybody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we can call him again.
We have a deaf girlfriend. What is this? Is the dude who has a deaf girlfriend?
Oh, no, that's the guy. I know that guy. We can't call him.
Oh, we can't? Oh, Josh Ryer, we called last
week. My buddy keeps on putting the damn number in there.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay, yeah, we can't, yeah. All right, we can.
I mean, he'll know it's me. He's heard me fuck around.
Okay, all right. Well, let's not mess with that. Let's try to call that Shalma, the one that we tried to call. Or, yeah, this is an all-night gas station in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yeah, I remember calling that. Yeah, okay. It's,
some black chick with huge titties, apparently.
Shamana?
Yeah, Shalma. Yeah, you want to try that, or have you already called
Shalma,
it?
Yeah.
Man,
let's give her a try.
All right, okay, let's do it. Let me get a song here real quick. All right, and you're on.
Hey, listen, you got some nice tits.
Okay, very good. We're going to play the Spanish music for everybody. Let me get that set up. On top of that, you're on Tuesday nights, right?
Yes.
My God, you sound like what's his face from the Howard Stern Show? Damn it, Jeff Kerr.
Jeff the Drunk.
Yeah. Well, didn't you do a prank call with him or something like that?
Oh God, he's almost got my ass beat.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy that came down to your
down
to your place after that. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna. What's your Hispanic name gonna be, by the way?
It's gonna be Raul Ravenda. Ravenga.
Raul Ravenga. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Roberto Ravenga.
Okay. All right, well.
Bruno Vega.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, you could do Bruno Vega. That's the one you had the other night. So
Bruno Vega, at least. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'd say. I've been watching Joe walk around a street.
There you go. Very nice. Okay. All right, well, if I get the song here, then we can start. All right. Now we can start. All right. We'll be right back, everybody. With Bruno Vega.
Yeah.
Mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1. You have $3.10. Please enter your destination. We are sorry. The number you have dialed for... Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 5 minutes, 44 seconds.
Okay. Listen, you big daddy bitch.
Shalom.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk to you about some things. I've been seeing you at the gas station, and you've been looking so fine. Hello? Aww,
oh, man.
God damn. Really, maybe she doesn't like Hispanics. I don't know.
I guess not. She turned
She's only
down.
Into the brothers.
I got a Regina Cunts.
Regina Cunts.
Regina.
You know what I should do? Just do like a gynecologist, but with the same voice.
Okay. Yeah.
Dr. Recruit.
Right, so here, somebody said that you had some VD.
You're Dr. Lopez, that's all you gotta say.
Dr. Lopez.
Dr. Lopez.
That's who I am.
Yeah, or Dr.
Lopez. Hello, I well, fuck
please
you!
Enter your destination.
Alright, we're calling her
now.
She is,
I'm Your current balance will allow you to talk for 6 hours. 9 minutes, 29 seconds.
Okay, that's all I need. That's all I need, man. I talk this fucking broad down.
Hey, thanks for calling. To leave a message for Todd or Regina.
Hello? Regina, I know you're there.
James, press 2.
Regina?
Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Regina, we have... Unfortunately, going to tell you
that you have had signs of BD. And you need to report to the local BD clinic for testing. And you know what BD stands for? It stands for balls deep, you fucking hoe. And now you've been down there sucking dick, and the balls went deep into your asshole. So you need to come to the BD clinic and stop fucking those guys, those gangsters. If you want to be gangster, you come with me, and you suck on my balls. And you lick them very good. And I put the eye in your face, and you like it, man. Hey, this town's just like a great big pussy, just wait to get fucked. Oh, I know, man. What, do you think I got a grease ball? Fuck you! Okay, I just cut the line, man.
You done? Okay. Okay, you got it out of your
system. Go to Cages.
That sucks, man. I can't get nobody to pick up, because it's funny to hear you interact with people.
Yeah, it's well, just try one more, and then we'll go.
Okay, all right. I got an old lady. Well, old lady probably gets
it. I'm calling the limousine guy.
You want to call the Samoan dude at work?
I need you.
Yeah.
We got this Samoan guy.
He's in a buddy. He's in Beverly Hills. He worked for Excalibur Limousine. We're going to give him a call, and you can tell him you want to get a limo.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Hang on.
He'll probably know what's up.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, well, maybe he'll put him on.
Mensajes en español. $3.60. Please enter your destination number now. Your current balance will allow you to talk 29 seconds.
That's fine. That's all I need. That's all I need to talk to. Because I can throw it down.
Matt, how may I help you?
Hey, listen. I tried to find a Somalian gentleman. I heard he has a cab. Excuse me, a limo.
A Somalian gentleman with a limo?
No, Somalian. Somalian. Samoan, I believe.
Samoan.
Yeah.
All right. A Samoan gentleman with a cab.
No. With the limo. He's supposed to pick me up here.
Pick you up?
LAX.
At LAX? What was your
name? Yeah. At the International Terminal.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rico.
Uh-huh.
Suave.
Rico Suave.
Yeah. You heard that?
Yeah, that's a familiar name.
Okay.
Let me look this up on my computer real quick.
Okay.
What time did your flight arrive, sir?
He just dropped off about an hour ago, I think.
All right.
I just changed my money. And I tried to get to the shows.
You know, Mr. Suave, I don't have any.
No record of that. It's a Somalian gentleman. Yeah. He's supposed to pick me up right here.
Yeah, we don't have any Samoan drivers.
Samoan drivers? They don't drive the limos?
No, they don't.
Oh, man, he gave me the wrong information.
Yeah, I don't know who gave you this information, but
That's fine. You guys, how much are to pick me up?
How much does it cost to pick you up?
Yeah.
Let me see real quick. Where are you going?
Well, I think I'm going down Century Boulevard. I'm going to this hotel. I hear they have good hookers in there. It's Adventure. You know, L.A. Adventure is right on Century Boulevard.
All right.
Down by... I cannot remember.
Yay. For a town car? It's a regular sedan?
Oh, sedan? Oh, I thought this was a limo.
A limo? Hold on. I can get you a price for a limo, too.
Okay. Unless you got somebody driving, man, I need a limo.
Man, we're booked right now.
I cannot drive.
You can't drive?
No.
Too many cocktails on the plane?
Yeah, I got that. A little yayo.
All right.
Got some yayo in there, you know what I mean? I know the customs.
Yeah. You know the customs, huh?
Yeah, a couple people in there, my cousins.
Oh, your cousins, right?
Yeah.
I got cousins in customs, too.
Oh, really? We're going to have to party sometime with you.
Give me a call, man. You know,
okay.
It'll be roughly $300 to take you from LAX to Central Boulevard.
Yeah, that's fine. You got a chauffeur?
I don't have anything available at such short notice.
Okay, I understand, man. But what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, okay. What kind of cousins? What's your name of your cousins? What's their last name in the customs?
Oh, man, they got long last names. You ready to write it down?
No. How long is it? I can't write too much now.
You know, Fale Apollo Polo.
Oh, wow. Okay, man. We come together and we get some Yale's. We have a party.
All right.
That's what Los Angeles is all about, huh?
That's right. Welcome to L.A.
Hey, that's why I make L.A. a beautiful place sometimes. I tell you later. But anyways, you have a good day.
You too.
Hey, goodbye.
All right.
Well, all right. Not
yeah,
bad.
That was the Samoan guy.
Yeah.
He just plays along.
Yeah, he knew. I think he knew what was up.
He knew. He's very smart.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's the first dude that we ever prank called that figured out who we are like in 10 minutes.
No, it was like instantly.
Yeah, he was already.
Oh, yeah.
And got on the internet.
Yeah, he got on the internet and tracked us down. And he was talking to us, and yeah, he's our work
right
now.
He's very bright.
He's the smartest Samoan I've ever.
Most Samoans are known for their athletic ability and large asses.
Yeah.
And he's known for answering the phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Rick, thank you very much for calling in with that, man.
All right, man. I'm fucking high as hell. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I hear that, man. All right.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Reclude, everybody. Reclude, host of the shit that you guys can't hear me right now. Reclude, everybody, the host of the Tuesday Night Hand Release, which premiered two nights ago. Right? Yeah. Tuesday night. That was two nights ago.
Right.
Well, today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Two nights
technically
ago.
It's Friday.
I guess it is. Is it? Yeah. Yeah. It's the weekend already. Yay. Great. Man, this week was fast for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was like 4 p.m., and it felt like it was supposed to be like 2 p.m., and it was already 4 p.m., like all week.
It's because you were probably going into diabetic slumber like half your time at work.
Yeah, exactly. I can't stand work, man. It sucks. I want a new job, but I'm too lazy to make a new resume, and on top of that, I'm too lazy to stop smoking weed, too, because I'd have to quit, more than likely. But, yeah. This job I have now, I got it without smoking. I smoked the whole time. I was on unemployment and like wasting half the money on weed.
That's cool though.
Yeah. I was at my parents', all I had to do was pay my car.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
Like what you did right there was gangster.
And you know what? I kept claiming it. I shouldn't say it, no. You know what? That's what got Cabby in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that big. But no. I don't want to just go out and say shit that I did. That's not smart.
Carlos, do you want to confess any murders right now?
No murders. We can't talk about that. That's what my lawyers say. Anyway, what do you think? Should I keep going? What you want to call it a night, man?
No,
man.
Call the guy with the deaf.
The deaf daughter.
Yeah,
the milkman. Tell me about that. What's that?
What's the deal, milkman?
Yeah.
Well, this dude, he'll get on there and he'll bullshit with you for a while. He's I don't know. He's in his mid-20s. He's kind of sounds fruity, and you can throw some shit at him, you know, and he'll kind of joke back a little bit. And we kind of pegged him for a gay curious one night. He lives with his brother.
Come?
He got in a DUI.
He didn't push me off when I made my move.
Well, I don't know. He was talking something about RA for reach around, so I don't know. But anyway, he's got a deaf girlfriend, so it ought to be interesting.
Okay, so what...
Can you do like a...
No.
I think deaf girls should be for deaf guys.
Yeah,
I can't do that. I laugh.
Yeah, you can do it, but he can't hear me, so I'll just have to sit here and be quiet.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, okay. Because he's heard you already. You called him once before.
Who was it? Somebody else called one night.
Okay.
It was on one of the shows. I don't even remember
man,
which
should,
one.
Why don't you do
it's been
a call?
A while.
Why don't you do a call sometime, man? Can't you call in? You can't call in the toll free line.
I have to use the card.
If you want.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I've never had Milkman do a call. I mean, he's been out for so long, he's never done a call before.
He just makes weird noises in the background.
Yeah, I could call you with my card and then call the other dude. You want to do a call, man? Or
I don't give a shit. Hell, anytime you're ready.
All right. You know, I just realized I've never done a call with Milkman before. It's about time. You know, don't be afraid of
this is what everybody's been waiting for, Milkman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is what all the hype's about. This is what you've been training for.
Okay, so
this is why you're here.
All right, so you're going to take this one over, man. Are you nervous?
Okay.
But you can't call that one.
Why? You can't call the deaf
Milkman says he knows them. They'll know his voice.
I don't know.
Oh.
Somebody sent me the number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then, yeah, Mo-Man does it.
Yeah, so you can do it then, right? Okay, cool.
Okay, Mo-Man. All right, can you tell you, can you do, like, little...
Hey, get your cat again, though. I want to hear your cat in the background just making lots of noise.
Yeah, kill your cat again.
That was Prankmaster. That was Prankmaster spanking his cat.
Well, do you have a cat around, or can you imitate
What kind of pets do you have, though?
Yeah.
I can do a cat call.
Oh, that sucks.
See, where's my call?
Cats don't really sound like that.
No, they don't. I'm calling you, Milkman.
That's better.
Okay. All right, well, hang on, everybody. Milkman's going to do his debut call.
Oh, you have to call Milkman?
I'm going to call Milkman, yeah.
You have Milkman's phone number?
No. Milkman, send me your number because I lost my cell phone. I used to have it.
I don't have Milkman's number.
Okay.
Did I say Andy?
No.
I'm not trying to be rude. I thought I did, maybe.
Maybe we should.
Okay, look on Google.
All right.
Got it.
Ooh, it's three. No, okay. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
It doesn't matter what I say, yeah, as long as I see reflection that makes you feel it all convey. Men are true, the vast reflection.
If you'd like to make a call, hang up and...
I've seen nothing so far. And I can keep it up as long as it takes.
Please and enter your authorization code now. You have $3.51. Please enter... Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 55 minutes, 44 seconds.
Hey, who's
this? Oh, you know what? We got a problem. Because you're, mute yourself on the computer.
Oh, I can do that. Hold on.
All right. Didn't think about that.
Oh, okay. Well, is this any better?
I didn't think about that.
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. You're there.
Who's first? Uh-huh. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
This is not Billman.
Yeah! That's Billman. He's just making a funny noise, is all. It sounds like he's outside or something. Anyway, all right, well, Milkman, calm down. Hang on. All right, everybody, let's continue with the music while I get the call going. Hang on. This is the last call of the night, by the way, I think. It's time.
Brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie. The
please enter your authorization code. We're sorry. We cannot complete your call at this time. Please try. Please enter your authorization. Sorry, we cannot complete your call at this time. Please try again later. Message 25.
I know what our problem is. You know what our problem is?
You're using the same card twice.
Yeah, it's not going to let you use the same card twice. Damn it, man.
I got a backup number I'll send you.
Okay.
Watch this new card and then use it to call.
Hey, do you have three-way there?
Hold me on here.
Do you have three-way there?
No, I don't got the three-way, but I can send you a second card number.
Okay, yeah, send me the second card number.
And use that to call.
Yeah, the
and then keep the one that I'm on here for now.
Yeah, okay, I'll just use it for this one. I won't save it.
That's the new pin right there.
All right, cool. All right.
Yeah, he does a lot for us. Hang on, everybody.
All right.
Please enter your offer.
Suck it in if you're into
weird.
Rambling. Make it a straight move.
Call
it. And then begin to see what you're doing to me. This MTV is not for free. It's so busy, it's killing me. So desperately, I'll sing to the other love. Sure, but I'm so raging, hating, pain, and fear of self.
Please enter your offer.
Things on the shelf. I tried. Well, no one thought I lied. Could be financial suicide, but I got all the pot and tried to hide.
Tonight, you have $2.57. Please enter your destination number now.
Or bust your balloons. I want to burn all of your cities to the ground. I found I will not mess around unless I play. Then hey, I will go on. Okay, hear what I say. I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. When I'm feeling stuck,
Alice will allow you to talk for 4 hours, 17 minutes, 29 seconds.
I ain't telling you my lie.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, what's going on? This
hey,
Josh?
This is Joshua.
Hey, what are you doing, man? What's happening, baby?
Oh, you're in heaven?
yes, I am. I'm talking to you now. I'll see you soon. Your brother at?
Oh, he's hanging out and passed out.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys get crazy tonight?
There was no
Why did
crazy.
You invite me?
There was no craziness to be had.
You guys are wild. I bet you guys just make some hot, wild love. Why did you invite me?
I'm still trying to figure out who I'm talking to.
Well, this is a prayer.
There's nothing wrong with friends.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with friends. Exactly. That's the way I feel about it, too. No. It's all good. I like a little bit of stick pussy every now and then, too.
Oh, good. Hey, I'm going to have to catch some shut-eye. It was good to hear it from you.
Well, listen, I wanted to find out if you could meet me tonight over on High Street.
Oh, Lord. Tonight's a bad night, my friend.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'll make it worth your while.
I'll
treat you better than that brother of yours, that's for sure.
I'm sure you've got a
I'll
lot of...
I'll make you think experience. I'm your daddy.
Oh, wow. All right, my friend. You enjoy
so hop
yourself.
Your bike. Hop on your bike and meet me over here on High Street, okay?
Yeah, all right. Oh, well, it sounds like a plan, but it's going to have to happen another time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, why can't you do it tonight? Now, come on. You can't stand me up again like this.
That's okay, man. You take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Listen, we're going to have a big party, and I need you over here bad.
Please enter your destination number now.
Oh, well. What a bastard.
Millman's prank call is just trying to pick up other dudes and shit.
I told you he'd go for it.
I think you could kiss him actually if you really wanted it.
Yep.
He was pretty interested the last time somebody called. So.
All right, well, Milk, man.
I'm a bad on the phone. I'll be back on the mic.
All right, cool. Later, man. Later for like 10 seconds because he's going to...
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Hey, man, we talked to this...
Back on the mic.
We talked to this guy now. He was so gay.
What do you think about that, Millman? The cat.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's what you get, Milkman. All right, well, it's 12:30.
I got all excited now. You know, Josh got me excited.
Okay, well,
great.
We're on with that. The night is young. Everybody, I'm going to call it a night because it's getting late, and Annie needs to go home early tonight because he has to go to church tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to temple
that's
tomorrow.
That's what I call my church.
Yeah, work.
I wake and bake, and I go to work.
Yeah, that's what I do, too, man.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I wake and bake all the time.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I do.
Yeah.
Just go in late, man. It's not right if you don't go in late.
I do that too. I do what I want there.
Yeah, I go in like 10
late every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what? And I'm thinking about doing it. You ever just go to work and just slack all day? Like,
no.
Just, come on.
That's not me. I just go there and I work.
Even like the day before Thanksgiving.
No, I don't do shit like that.
It's like, hey, oh, speaking of which, Arrested Development. What'd you think of that last episode? It was pretty shitty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think the show. Arrested Development. You don't get that in the original.
I don't think I've seen Breast Developments. What's the website there?
Yeah, usually Milkman likes the young ones. He doesn't see Breast Development.
Milkman's all about. What's your favorite part of the chicken? The breast, isn't it, Milkman?
Oh, yeah. Thighs too, baby.
Calm down.
Calm down there, Tiger.
Oh, shit. Damn, man.
All right, well, that's enough, everybody. We're going to call it. I thank you very much for calling those who did. Not many callers tonight, but I think we had some good
both
calls.
Prank masters.
Both prank masters Reclude, called in. Reclude, Zolar.
DTT.
DTT Zolar called in.
Milkman was here.
Milkman, that was on.
Yeah, we had the whoever anti-plank master is, he called in. One of the kids, too, called in. I don't know if we ever got the name or not. It was a little boy.
Little boy called. Really? Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was little Zoe.
Yeah.
I think.
Baby Zoe.
Okay. Baby Zoe. Little baby Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe. All right. And everybody, be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow night at 10.
That's gotta be good.
Yeah. KDK's Lunatic Fringe is on Saturday nights at 10.
Man, I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I know it's going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't got nothing else to do.
Sunday night. Why don't you tell us what's going on? We don't know about Sean Ward, right? Probably not.
Well, Sean Ward will show up eventually.
Yeah.
He's out there in the big world there, and hopefully he'll show up. But, okay. Hey, if not, you know somebody's going to pick it up on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
Everybody
tune
in just in case Sean shows up, or be surprised. It's DCU.
Yeah, probably someone else will pick up the slack. Monday night you'll have...
Heard Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Really? I didn't hear about that one. That's good. Shaquille O'Neal would be great.
Sunday night, Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, man, listen to Shaq.
I think Billy Mayer is supposed to be live this week.
We should prank
off
people. Hey, this is Shaq. I want to be a police officer.
Yeah, I want to be a sheriff of your town.
I captured 5 child molesters in the last week. Shaq could prank call prank master.
Yeah.
Prank master. I heard what you're doing. I'm a deputy sheriff from Miami. If you don't cut it out, I'm going to break you in big trouble.
You know, he's got these big-ass lights on his house over there on Star Island in South Beach. And it's ruining, like, all these people so they can't see the sunset.
Good.
Or they can't see the nightscape or whatever of Miami. And they're trying to sue him, and he was, like, a real dick about it and shit.
Yeah,
like,
he should be a dick.
Yeah, well, like...
I like when he's a dick.
You know what's funny, though? The reporter, the Miami reporter, goes up to his house, gets to the gate, and hits the speaker. And Shaq came on all up, so he's like, what you want, man? It's like, just like that.
Why you at my house?
Hey, man, what you want, man?
Hey.
I don't... He said he don't care about the lights.
I don't care about the lights.
Yeah, he said...
I don't care about anything. I don't think you should be at my house.
Exactly.
It's not own Florida power, man. Yeah.
Fuck Shaq. He lives in Orlando, too. He's got that gay-ass house.
He's going to buy the Magic, and we're all going to be real happy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not going to come back to the Magic.
That's what he said. He's going to buy the Magic.
Oh, he's going to buy?
Yeah.
He said he was going to retire with the Magic, but
he's
going to
buy.
He's going to be too old by the time he gets out of Miami.
He said he's going to buy the Magic.
He's going to buy the Magic. Really? Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of the show, everybody. Milkman, thank you very much for being on, as always. Via satellite, Milkman.
Later, Milkman.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Stop playing.
I love being on the air, and thanks so much, KDK.
Yes, KDK.
Dr. Lego, Madman, everybody out there, PCU that makes this all possible, and our big man, Carlito Namadhaz. Thank you very much.
Damn you. Look, I forgot. I was trying to say Monday night, Billy Mirror is on at 8. Billy Mirror, friends of Bill M with Dr. Lego, and I believe Dr. Lego is going to do Prank the World on Tuesday. And then we'll also have Reclude doing the hand release at some point. I don't know when they're going to do it, if they'll do it together or what, but...
I think they're going to follow one after the other. They may even double up. It's not for sure. It's up in the air.
Yeah.
So definitely tune in for Tuesday, too, because something wild's going to be happening.
Exactly.
Billy Mirror is supposed to be live in the studio back from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So he's going to have some good women, wild women tales and party tales, I'm sure.
I'm sure he will. Yeah, he was calling in last week, too, so that's pretty cool. And what else? KDK Cycle Babbles on Wednesday night at 10, and then you'll be back on the Madhouse next Thursday. And we'll
be
here.
Big party show.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in chat, or even if you're just standing by listening, I thank you all. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. That's madhouselive.com and KDK. prankcalls.com. Spread the word. Andy, thank you very much for...
No problem. All right. It is super.
All right. Well, we'll catch you all. We'll catch you all next week. Have a great weekend. And be safe.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.